When Melbourne's in lockdown, I'm starting to think that we suffer from something like Stockholm Syndrome, and that's where you usually fall in love with a captor. Mm. And I just feel like... What?
That's what it's called.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. But I think that happens
he wants to be kidnapped.
With our chief health officers. Yeah. Because last year it was all about Brett Sutton and everyone fell in love with Brett Sutton to the point that I think he was really embarrassed by this. And now it's happened to Jerome. Oh. We mentioned this last week. Jerome, Captain COVID. He's the Victoria's commander of COVID. Jerome Wymer, we last week played the audio of somebody saying to him, you know, people are making cushions out of your face. How do you feel about this? He seems embarrassed. But yesterday, the memes that I've seen of Jerome, that everyone's putting his face on different bodies and they're hot shots. There was a photo here I'll show you boys of his face.
His cheeks are going red.
His face.
He's not good.
Cut that's pasted onto a motorbike. That looks amazing.
Mm. No, but him and Brett Sutton, they're not good. I think it's just because you're seeing a lot of them. That's why people find them attractive. It's like when you think somebody in the office is good looking.
Yeah,
it's like a trick. Like an office five, like an outside five is an office nine because you just see them all the time. So it tricks your brain.
Wow.
If you just saw Brett Sutton out at Coles, you'd be like, who's this?
There's a whack.
Six tops.
There's a whack to everyone in the office.
Oh. I see people
be a 10
in there.
Everywhere, Boxy.
Well, thank you.
You'd be outside of 10, inside of 10.
Gee, that's so kind.
And same with Renee and Darcy. Leon's four. And you're a 10, mate. You're a 10. Hey, Boxy, I'm going to pose a question to you.
Oh.
I need you to answer and vote who you would shoot, shag, marry.
Oh, I hate this game, but okay.
Dan Andrews, Jerome, and Brett Sutton. Which one would you shoot?
This is harsh. I don't like
that's going to get which the federal police knocking.
Can't you make? I think there's a more politically correct which version of that now. Like, which one would you hit in the face?
Avoid.
With
say avoid. Maybe.
Which one
avoid.
Would you avoid?
Which one would you shoot?
No, let's say avoid.
Minutes.
No.
Okay.
Don't you can't say shoot, and then that's how you get people knocking on your door.
It's a hypothetical, Mr. Corrupt Policeman.
I think I would.
Best one yet.
Might marry Jerome.
No, I'll shoot first.
I think you'll realise.
You've got to go in my order.
Okay.
Oh. Well, this is the easiest podium.
Unfortunately, I would have to avoid Dan Andrews, and I don't want him to take that personally,
God,
but it's just the other two that are on the table.
Wow. I would have said that 2 years ago, that he would have been standing there and he would have been one of those little ducks. Boom! But you are. Okay,
you must
shag.
Be very specific.
Shag.
Well, see, this is...
Well, you figured that out.
Exactly. Brett Sutton. This is a much
and
of a
you'd
much
marry less. Jerome.
Yeah, I think
Jerome.
So.
Really?
Well, look, Jerome and Brett, I'd have for both of those answers. So I'd marry them both.
I would have married Dan. Stable.
I'd marry Dan.
The other two would be players.
So you
one of them's going to break your
heart. Oh, I see what you've done. Dan, you'd go for security because he's not necessary.
No one else going for him.
Yeah, good point.
Marry. Put a ring on it.
Got a lot on, though. He's got a lot on. He's a bit
very
busy.
Busy.
At least
good
I know.
For you.
No, but with the chief health officers, they're going to have some downtime eventually when we're through this.
Yeah.
Like, this is a tough time to
then
be
they
with
become
them.
Uglier.
No, they
don't.
Because
you don't see
them
as much.
Then I'll just see them more. And, I'm happy with that outcome.
So she's going to marry Jerome, shag Brent Sutton, and shoot poor Dan
I never
Andrews.
Said that.
Oh, I said it.
Jeez. Yeah.